First time on the show this morning, and I'm so glad she was able to join us. Dr. Verletta Saxon is joining us this morning. Dr. Saxon, first thing, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
There is a seminar that Dr. Saxon is going to be speaking at tomorrow afternoon at John A. Logan College, starting at 4:30. It is free. And it's about a subject that none of us want to talk about, but it's important that we all have a thought here and get involved, and it's suicide. You know, Dr. Saxon, one of my greatest fears is when I look at the statistical trends and I realize it's a possibility in the not-too-distant future that the number one cause for teens in this country could be suicide. That's one of the scariest thoughts that I think that you can actually have, especially if you're a parent.
Yeah, absolutely. Not just for teens, but there are high numbers of suicides in adult males between the ages of 30 and about 65. So it's really an issue that I'm passionate about, because I feel like everyone has a purpose, and in that purpose, we can all help each other to get to where we need to get to make sure that everybody is well, and they're not just physically well, but they also are mentally well.
Here's the thing. This is so internal. I mean, with so many things, you know, it's a disease, you know, you've been injured. This, you see somebody's injured. This is the walking wounded mini response in ways and how they affect. And so how do you truly know what's going on in another person's mind when it comes to suicide?
I think we have to start by asking the question. I think most of the time, even as providers, we don't ask the question about suicide. We don't ask if people are thinking of it or what might be going on with someone. We've really moved from, as a society, a community where we lived as a community to living more as individuals. And I think that that has really impacted us in a negative way, because when we lived as a community, people would check on you and make sure you were okay. Like, it was easier to know someone was not who they normally are. And now it's more difficult because we live so separated.
Yeah. I do not doubt that for a second. You know, it's interesting because when you talk modern times and their influence on suicides, it appears as though prescription painkillers are also, many people believe playing a role in this.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely. Painkillers are one of the things that when we go and we look at that statistic, it continues to rise. Because not only are you trying to feed the physical pain you have that you originated with, but you're also trying to feed the emotional pain that you also have, which in your body it's the same thing. Your body reads those things as the exact same thing.
All right, so is there because you said the hard words a couple of moments ago, and I think they're probably some of the hardest words ever. I mean, if you look at a person and friend say, are you thinking about doing anything drastic, Chief? Are you okay? I mean, I don't even know which sentence I would use. I've been in this situation with callers and things along this line, and it seems like I'm walking through a minefield with every word. I mean, how do you start that conversation? How do you say, are you thinking about suicide without even saying, I mean, do you have to say the word? I don't know.
I don't know if you have to say the word, but I think using the word is helpful because it helps someone identify where they are. So if you're asking, it is helpful to say, are you thinking about maybe not waking up tomorrow? Are you thinking about suicide? Because that helps that person to identify where they are, and now you know if you guys are on the same page. And most people will immediately say no, or they'll say yes, I'm not exactly sure where I am right now. And then it's easier to help that person through that or find the assistance that you need at that moment.
This older demographic that you mentioned a couple of moments ago, because there's a lot of research that leads us to believe, and we've got quite a lot with economic downturns, that this is something that older Americans think about. It. I mean, is that what we're seeing, or is it a great deal more complicated than that?
Well, I think what we're seeing is, particularly in that older generation, we have people who are baby boomers. It's kind of like the me generation. They are the people who, for us, have really changed the world as we knew it. And to get into those older ages where you're raising kids, your kids are adults now, and trying to find your purpose and your passion now, particularly if you're not working anymore and if you're starting to get sick, or if there are other things that are going on, and maybe things didn't necessarily work out the way that you thought they were going to work out. I think that that in that generation you have people who are not, who haven't identified with someone else and said, this is what is happening to me, this is what I'm feeling, and I want to figure out how to continue on with the feelings or have somebody help me address them. And so it's really important to ask that question about suicide for everybody, because sometimes people, it's hard for them to identify that that's what's going on. They just know they're unhappy with their life.
Yeah. And a general unhappiness, because when you said thing, they aren't where they're at, they're not at in their lives where they thought they would be. Mm-hmm. There's a huge impact in that single statement. And when you look at some of the research done on happiness, mm-hmm. That once you cross a certain age, people, at least the majority of people, become reconcile with the fact that they are where they are, and they aren't an astronaut, they're not a cowboy, and they're not president of the United States. Mm-hmm. They're not the head of a CEO of a multi-million-dollar company. They're just a guy who runs a small company, a small business, or works for another person. And that they, when they come to terms with that, they're much happier people. And then you've got the other category, which I think is what we're talking about here. But what we see here is that cancer rates, chronic lower respiratory disease, stroke, diabetes, influenza, kidney disease, all drop according to the CDC records. But suicides keep ticking up. And, there's clearly something going on, and that's why tomorrow afternoon, 4:30, if you'd like to join Dr. Verletta Saxon, this is a free event at John A. Logan College, room F103. You need to call and make reservations, Dr. Saxon?
No, people can just come.
All right, so you can call or email as well, but if you'll just show up, as we said, F103 at 4:30. Of all your experience working with the crisis center at Centerstone, the thing about suicide that the general public doesn't know, that you think they should know, that unknown gem of information, what would it be?
The one thing that I would say is that that it's okay to ask your neighbor, to ask your friend, to talk to people, not just about suicide, but how they're doing. Because I think that in general, sometimes people are lonely. I think there are other things that are going on with people. And when people are lonely, they don't reach out. But sometimes as a community, it's our job to reach out to them and say, how are you doing today? You know, you look like you might be down. Is everything okay? Just to check and see if people are okay, to open up that door, to let them know that someone is available for them to talk to. And then knowing where the resources are, if that person talks to you and you feel like, I'm not exactly sure what to do with this information. So that's what our crisis center is here for.
You know, whenever I listen to you speak over the last few minutes that you and I have spoken this morning, Dr. Saxon, my general impression when I try to assign pigeonhole, I guess, to make this manageable in my own mind, have we failed as a social animal to take care of ourselves, of our tribe, of our group, of our village? Have we failed in some community fashion, and that's why suicides gained this toll hole?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if we, I think that we have changed so rapidly, in the last 100 years. Like before that, everything was very similar, everything was very pretty much the same, but we changed so rapidly that I think that we look at these advances, and the advances are great, but I think that we forgot that as human beings, we don't change as rapidly. So our bodies and our minds are still set up for group living, and we do a lot of individual things now, including things like on Facebook. So that gives you the sense of a relationship, but it's not the same as having that face-to-face relationship with one another.
Of loss of intimacy, emotional intimacy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I believe that. I don't question that that's been a big impact. I see it on a pretty regular basis. We confuse a two-sentence statement on Facebook for communication.
Absolutely.
Dr. Verletta Saxon, once again, this seminar is tomorrow afternoon, John A. Logan College, 4:30. It is free, and you can walk out with some tips and tools to help combat suicide. And, of course, we didn't even talk about soldiers and suicides and the impact there. And, of course, another issue in and of itself. 7:30, if you could hold tight for just a second, Dr. Saxon. Wednesday, May 20th, News Radio, WJPF.